Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
She and her husband have been going through some rough seasons. She thought maybe they were through it, but not so much that she didn't want us to try to test him to see if he was cheating or not, which we did last night, and we have some results for her. Hey, Tabitha, good morning. You were on The Burt Show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Okay, tell us what's going on with the husband. And, you know, as a guy that's been divorced, man, I know about those rocky years, how you're just fighting and fighting and fighting. And some days you're like, okay, we made it. And then there are other days where you're like, oh, no, we're back here again. So is that what's been happening with you guys, or has been a, like, a steady, tough couple of years?
You pretty much hit the nail on the head.
Which scenario? I gave you two.
I mean, It's been rough lately, but it's, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's just been rough lately.
It's exhausting, right?
Yeah.
So is it a consistent stress that got you into the therapist's office, or is it good and then it's bad and it's good and then it's bad?
Yeah, I mean, like, when it's good, it's good, and when it's bad, it's bad. Like, rough.
And so after the past couple of years, what makes you get to this point that you think infidelity is the reason why it's bad?
I mean, it's kind of like the nail that broke the camel's back kind of thing. Like, it has to be the worst part of it, I guess you can say, like, aside from the fighting and all the other things.
But as far as... So it's bad, but you don't have any, like, tangibles as far as, like, he's cheating on you. You're just, your gut is saying, if it's bad, this has got to be the reason why.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there really isn't anything outside of feeling, really, or just a vibe, I guess you would say, that has you in this place of feeling like things are just going back to what they used to be?
Exactly.
And your gut is telling you, like, is he putting his phone down when you're in the room, or... Where's the suspicion coming from that it's cheating?
I mean, it's that exactly, and also just less communication, less just being present in the moment.
Has he done anything in the past that would make you think that he would actually be doing this?
Nothing specific, but it's still there, that nagging feeling.
So okay. He hasn't been unfaithful in the past, but doesn't mean he's not unfaithful now.
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Like, just something's not right.
So if you find out today, and we did test them last night, if you find out today that not only are you guys going through a rocky couple of years, but it might be because he's having some kind of affair or seeing somebody else, is this your nail in the camel?
Yeah. I'm scared of the answer, but... Like, I have to know.
All right.
Okay.
She's obviously in a tough spot, so let's go ahead and get to the results.
Let's do it.
All right, so Tabitha, we sent a fake promotional email to the email address you provided for your husband. In exchange, he's asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers and was able to choose from several options with pictures. His options were Victory's Virtue, a triumphant mix of yellow and orange roses, sunflowers, and daisies to celebrate someone's success or achievement. Bee's Knees, a buzzing medley of pollinator-friendly flowers such as lavender, foxgloves, and sunflowers, perfect for the nature lover in your life. Then there was Hocus Crocus. A bewitching arrangement of stunning crocuses, their blossoming bulbs casting a captivating spell that mesmerizes with their blooming beauty. I'm going to have to Google that later because I don't know what that is. And then lastly, a staple, ravishing reds, a breathtaking bouquet of 24 crimson roses reflecting the blazing passion and enduring romance of your love story. The first promotional email was sent at 9:47 a.m., and Tabitha, he did bite. He ordered flowers at 11:06 a.m. The bouquet he chose was bee's knees, and that was the medley of pollinator-friendly flowers, lavender, foxgloves, and sunflowers. And he's sending them to you.
You are the mistress.
No, no, that means there is no myth. We're not even using the M word.
You are his side piece.
His whole piece and side piece.
That's right. Both. You're the only piece he's got. So that's good news.
Would you like to know what the note on the card said?
Yeah, I would.
It just says,
I'm cheating on you.
No.
Abby. Every now and then. Every now and then.
We're starting to learn. There's a dark Abby.
That would be so messed up.
At least he sent the flowers to you, though. Yeah.
No, he set delivery for this morning to be sent to your work. And the note on the card, it's very simple and to the point. Love you, Justin.
That's good news.
It's great news. Awesome. I mean, you still got a crappy relationship, but it's great news.
Right. I mean, it's still a rough time, but no, it's not a deal breaker yet. So now this doesn't answer the questions of like, why is he putting his phone down or what he's working on, but...
Or what's off between the two of you.
Yeah, so but at least you don't have like concrete proof today that this dude is messing around on you and you are still the first top of mind. And that's good news. This is not the final straw in the coffin.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm happy for you, Tab, but that you just got a little work ahead of you, okay? And I'm hoping that you and your husband can like get on the same page and get to the place that you both want to be. That's going to make you both happy.
Sounds like you should talk to him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, this is a tremendous amount of relief right here. Mm-hmm. Go enjoy it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
All you're right, welcome.
Have a good day.
And remember, two in the hand beats two in a tree.
Don't do that. She was very stressed, man.
She was stressed, and she was. You can't talk anything about the straw.
She was subtle.
A nail in a camel. Poor damn camel.
Which to me is what really mean.
It is mean.
Why are you gonna put a nail in a camel?
What'd the camel do?
And then Bert put a straw in a coffin. She was nervous and she was stressed and she made an honest mistake.
She should be stressed. Her husband's cheating on
no,
her.
No, he's not.
No, she's the side piece.
The flowers are a cover-up.
All right, so overall, that was really good news.
Yeah,
it's very good news.
The Bert Show.